live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast on the air.
Ready to go.
All right. Podcast number 28.
What's going on, Jason?
Hanging in there, Chris. Same old, same old.
Yep.
Kind of tired.
Yeah.
Long week.
How about this weather we're having here?
It was great over the weekend.
Yeah, it went from 74 to 34 within 14 hours.
Welcome to Michigan.
Oh, God. And next week is spring.
They say.
And we're supposed to get 3 inches of snow tonight.
Beautiful. Just what I want to hear.
Welcome, spring.
Yeah. My ass.
God.
Yeah. Well, let's get to some good news, or potentially good news.
Yeah, sure.
Chris, you got something you want to cover here.
Yeah, I just wanted to go over the press release that came out after our podcast last week that said that there was going to be a vote for the CAW in Canada, and they did indeed vote, and they voted in favor of the job cuts. So let me just read this here real quick. It says, workers at General Motors of Canada Limited assembly plants in Oshawa, Ontario, voted in favor of job cuts on Friday, and this is dated Friday, March 10th, and a move aimed at securing new investment, including a contract to build GM's new Chevrolet Camaro, the union said. The Canadian Auto Workers Union said production members of Local 222 voted 74% in favor of a cost savings agreement, while skilled trade workers voted 70% in favor. The vote means employees at three Oshawa assembly plants will accept some job losses, which could number as many as 2,500, to avoid the possibility that GM will shut down two car assembly plants and give the plants a shot at landing new investments.
So what does that mean?
Well, it basically means that they're going to accept some short-term job losses, I think, to combine, what is it, the three plants into one to build the flex system.
Okay.
Which could include the Chevrolet Camaro, as well as additional cars that would be built on the Zeta platform.
Which we talked about last week.
Right. This isn't a for sure thing. This is just basically saying, okay, we'll accept these job losses if you build, you know, the car here.
Okay.
I believe that's what they're saying.
So, still, it's not a sure thing, it's a positive thing.
Right.
You know, the wheels are set in motion for if the car is to be built, that's probably where it's going to be at, from what I gather.
Right. Because they're saying here that Oshawa's number 2 plant will close in 2008 when assembly of the Pontiac Grand Prix and Buick LaCrosse Allure comes to a halt.
LaCrosse.
Yeah, they can't say that in Canada.
Yeah. Falling off.
Well, we just wanted to bring this out, so... You know, some places are saying that Canada secures the Chevrolet Camaro. That's not true.
Yeah, I saw that. It's one of those things where it ain't official until it's official.
I think it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
Yeah. To me, personally, I don't care if they build it in Canada.
I don't care where they build it.
No.
They could build it in my backyard for all I care.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. We'd be sure to get production car number 1 and 2 off the line.
Yeah, my wife wouldn't be too happy about it because I'd have to rip down the swing set. But, hey, you know, small price to pay. Well, that's cool, man. That's very cool.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that maybe things, you know, might... I just think, you know, things might come out soon.
I hope so.
You know? I think it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, when the car came out, they said it could be a matter of weeks before they made the formal announcement.
Right.
Well,
we're on the third month now since we've seen it.
So it's been roughly 10 to 12 weeks.
Yeah.
Hey, who knows, man?
Yeah,
but things have always been continually progressing in the right direction. I really haven't seen any setbacks.
Oh yeah, and we can't see anything but high praise from the car at doing the auto show circuit. You know, I think it's in Fort Lauderdale right now, somewhere in Florida.
I lost track.
Yeah,
but we
and
got
people are just loving it.
Yeah, and a lot of people are posting in the fifth gen section where we've got a schedule stickied as to where the car is going to be. But people are posting there saying, "Hey, you know what? You guys were right. You got to see this car in person. It looks incredible. Now I'm a believer. You know, check the schedule. If it's going to be in your area and you haven't managed to see the car in person, definitely go check it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's well worth the drive, whatever that drive may be."
Sure. So, you know, we still have some iPods here.
Yeah, we still have 3 of them.
Yeah.
Because we haven't given one away yet.
Right.
But we're going to. We got
2 weeks.
2 weeks. We're going to give away the first iPod Shuffle on March 31st.
Yep. Right in our show. Send in your emails. Send in your voicemails.
Yeah, we've gotten a few good ones.
Yeah, we can always use more.
Yeah.
So you want to get a hold of us? Here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182. Or by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com.
Well, there you have it. You want to get in on the contest? That's how to do it. All you got to do is send us an email or a voicemail, as indicated there.
Right, just like these people did here. And we're going to start it off by reading an email.
Go ahead.
This comes from Ryan Tomei. He says, "Hey, I own a 95 Pontiac Sunfire convertible."
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. "And it's got a lot of custom work on it. And I have two things. Is there a way to protect the paint job and stuff during the winter? And what type of brand exhaust would be the best sounding for a Sunfire? Please write me back. If you guys have a MySpace, you can write me on that."
Ryan,
you do realize this is a Camaro and Firebird site, right?
Well, maybe we can still help him out. How to protect the paint? Check out our show and shine section.
Yeah.
Or our...
throw some Zeno at it.
Yeah.
It'll love it.
That's always the goods to use. As far as your muffler...
Folgers? I don't know.
In all seriousness, we really can't help you in that direction because I don't know much about the Sunfire other than what it looks like.
Yeah.
Just because of, what we do and what we're into. But
right.
I think my advice is to sell it and buy a Camaro or a Firebird.
There's a great idea.
And you can go into our tech sections, depending on the year of your Camaro or Firebird that you probably should buy, and ask them because the experts are there and they'll give you all kinds of opinions. So I wish we could... I still don't know what to say. I wish we could help you out, buddy, and thanks for writing in about the podcast.
Yeah.
But that's the best I can do.
Yeah.
Chris, do you have any advice for Ryan here?
No, I think we covered it, Ryan. Go buy a Camaro.
Yeah. And good luck. Thanks again for writing in.
You got one too, don't you, Jason?
Yeah, I got one. Sent in last week by Jason Kleinman or Kleinman or, well, you know how to say it, Jason. You're out there and I know you're listening. His forum name is Blue89Bird. He's been on the board for a while. I think he's emailed in a couple times before and we've read his email on the air. So,
oh, okay. Was he in Vegas with you?
Yeah, he sure was. I had a few drinks with him and it was a good time. It was a good time. Here's his message. "We've heard about some big things coming up for the board for a while now. Care to drop some hints about what's in store for the future?" Okay, I think it's about time. I've been working on some things in the background, namely a new site design.
Yep.
But it's kind of slow going because just like you guys listening, we've got our day jobs and our families to deal with. But I've been working on it here and there in the background.
Yeah, but it looks pretty killer.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with it.
I can't
so
wait
far.
Till that one's done.
Yeah, neither can I, but... I'm getting it done when I can, but
yeah.
It's a little bit more complicated than the current site design, so it's just taking that much more time. We're also testing a classifieds enhancement, I guess is the best way to put it for the
right.
time being. It's got some more features, and I think a lot of people are going to really like that. That's kind of answering your question for now. I hate to be too vague, but we never like to reveal our secrets before it's
right.
time. So there you go. Thanks again for writing in. That's, couple of entries, I suppose, or one and a half
yep.
for the contest for the iPod Shuffle that we're giving away free of charge, of course.
Yep.
Thanks again for writing in.
It's time for the thread of the week from the Camaro Z28.com message boards. If you want to get involved with the message boards, just go to CamaroZ28.com. You'll join over 50,000 Camaro and Firebird enthusiasts from around the world. CamaroZ28.com.
In the lounge, there's a pretty interesting one.
Yeah.
I like this. I didn't even see this
one exploded last night.
Yeah, and it's still exploding now with a little bit of controversy, but mostly it's pretty cool. One of our members, Jeff96SS from Frederick, Maryland, he's been on the board since 1999. He was on Pinks.
Pinks, I've heard of the show. I have to tell you, though, I've never seen it.
I've seen a couple episodes.
Yeah, I'm just reading the thread, and
basically, he gambled his car in a organized drag race at a track against a guy with a Honda, and he wound up winning the race, so he won the guy's Honda. And there's some other details involved as to what happened after that. You guys that are listening are going to have to check it out. It's in the lounge, and the thread title is called "Pinks Tonight, It's Me." And we're going to stick it to the top of the lounge for a week as the thread of the week. And it's pretty interesting read.
Yeah. especially with the import guys coming over, trying to not necessarily defend the person that he beat, but kind of the import scene in general,
yeah,
as opposed to the Ricer scene.
And most of the guys on our board, they don't have a problem with the import scene. They're just not much for the dragster wings. And
that's what like the last four pages have been talking about, I think.
All right, it kind of got off the track, as most lounge topics do. But check it out. It's pretty interesting. And just skip the junk if you want. That's what most people seem to do.
Yeah.
So now that we've read a couple emails, we got a voicemail. It comes from Tom Lane. And he's just like last week, he's coming from Canada.
Another Canadian.
So, yep, we're going to kick that off.
Hi, Chris and Jason. This is Tom Lane calling from St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada. I have just joined up on your board a short while ago. I'm advertising our Show and Shine event at the GM Powertrain plant here in St. Catharines. I am an employee there. We build the LS2 engines, the Corvette engines, Cadillac engines. We did build the Camaro Firebird engines up until their demise in 2002. And we're hoping to do it again when they start building them. The Camaro that was in Detroit had one of our LS2 engines in it. I'm hoping that you guys can get a large contingent of F-bodies to our show. Historically, we've had a lot of Camaros and Firebirds show up. We've had the Ontario Camaro Club, the Toronto F-Body Club, a lot of local guys that have cars. We've had almost 250 cars at our event, and that was when in the rain. We could have a lot more if the weather was a lot nicer. So I'm hoping you guys really put an effort into getting a bunch of cars together. I will also be down in Bowling Green again this year. I was there last year, and that's a great event, and I'm planning on being there again this year. Thanks very much, and by the way, you guys have a fantastic site. Love it. Thank you.
Well, thanks a lot, Tom, for that voicemail. That's great. Sure, we're going to promote this for you. We even stickied it in the events and crew spots section of the message board. So go ahead, everybody, go check that out. There's details on the event. I believe it's in August sometime.
August 18th, I think.
Yeah, I think it is. So if you're in the Ontario region, of St. Catharines, I think it was.
Yep.
Check it out.
Yep, we got a lot of members in Canada. We can't forget about you folks, and it sounds like a pretty good show.
Yeah.
It's kind of neat that it's the guy that's trying to help promote it worked on the line for the
the
Gen 3 V8s,
The LS2 motor they put in the new 5th gen car, so.
Yep, not to mention the LS1s that a lot of us are driving around in, so.
Sweet.
Thanks again for that voicemail, Tom.
Yeah.
And if any of you guys want to leave us a voicemail like that, just about anything, you heard how to contact us a little earlier in the podcast, so do it. Pick up the phone, man.
Yeah.
We want to hear from you. All right, so in a couple of previous podcasts, we talked about this custom diecast concept Camaro that we're working on.
Right, for the new 5th-gen car.
Yep. And it's progressing a little bit. We just got confirmation that out of the 1,000 that we're going to have made, we can split it up among two colors. So the idea that I'm having is to make them realistic to the two concepts that were floating around and are still floating around.
That's an excellent idea.
Yeah, so like I said, there's only going to be 1,000 of these made, 500 of each color at this point, but Scott Settlemyer himself has said that he would be more than honored to sign a small batch of them for us, because this is kind of like a site fundraiser type thing, and also to get a cool collectible in the hands of you folks. So it's in the 5th Gen and Future Vehicle Discussion Forum, and check it out. If you haven't voted on whether or not you'll buy one, I mean, that's what we look at is the poll result.
Yeah, that's what we're using to gauge our interest for this project.
As to whether or not we can actually do it.
And
it's getting pretty interesting, I think.
Yeah, it's getting close.
It's,
so.
It's positive, and we're continually working towards this because we think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We want to do this for a while.
Yeah, so get in there and place your vote and post a message in the thread and let us know if you're going to buy one or two or 50.
or more. So all the details are there. Just go in and read it. It's there. So we'll keep you guys updated in the thread and maybe here on the podcast.
Right.
I'll tell you what, let's
see what you got under the hood. There's a website. Wow, it takes four.
It's time for the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
Every signal the same as the next.
Website review.
Here's a good one. Autoblog.com.
Autoblog.
Yep, it's got a lot of good news on what's coming out for just about any kind of car manufacturer out there.
It's a fun read.
It is, because there's cool stuff going on, and they got a lot of people that are submitting this stuff rather promptly.
Yeah.
As soon as the information is out there, it's on the site.
And there's lots of comments, too.
And we've been mentioned more than once in it.
Yeah.
So we always appreciate that. check it out, autoblog.com.
Yep.
So I think that's going to do it for podcast number 28.
All right.
Everybody, thanks for listening.
We'll
tune in next week.
You. Yep. Bye.
Later.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Don't forget to stop by the website for more information and show notes for today's show. Also, check out the forums and other resources at CamaroZ28.com. It's all there for you. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
My boss's dog did a burnout on my nuts today.